This week, a dance studio on the University of Arkansas campus has been the site of an unusual type of choreography, one that involves swordplay and other kinds of battle. Brent Yount is a certified trainer with the Society of American Fight Directors and a master teacher with the British Academy of Stage and Screen Combat. He's also a graduate of the University of Arkansas's J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences. This week, he's back at his alma mater as a visiting McElroy family visiting professor to conduct a workshop for student actors. Yesterday, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda and I took in a morning session and afterward asked him about theatrical combat. One of the questions was if what he teaches is similar to what film legends of the past like Errol Flynn practice on screen.
That's got a very specific style. That's called it's called swashbuckling. And it is a very specific stylistic choice. That was based around modern fencing, around saber fencing. And Errol Flynn, particularly Basil Rathbone, was a very high-level fencer. And so when you look at the things that he's in, that is almost always him doing it because he was better than any of the stuntmen. With Errol Flynn, Tyrone Power, those guys, they were also very good. And because so many of their roles at that point were based around that, you know, after a while you get better and better at it, and pretty soon. And I think that my understanding is they also, a lot of them really enjoyed it, and they had actually formed a little club and would go do it in their own time.
Brett Yount has worked with actors preparing for combat roles on stage and in film.
There are two major differences, I think, in film and theater. One, film requires you to go full out. You have to go as fast as you can, or the camera sees that you're not fully committed. On stage, quite often, if you fully commit, the audience can't follow the story because it's too fast. Film slows action down slightly because it's only 24 frames a second. Our brain fills in the other bit, which means it's not quite as fast as it is when we're watching it in real time. Yeah. The other thing, of course, is on stage, they might have to do it 158 times, 375 times, I mean, however many, you know, 8 shows a week for however long the show runs. On film, you might only have to do it once. You know, if everything works the first time and the director's like, yeah, we got that in the can, let's move on, because that's costing money. Those extra takes are costing money. Whereas on stage, you have to do it every time a paying audience shows up.
Brett Yount will discuss his career as a combat master tonight in an actor studio type of interview at the University of Arkansas Theater. It begins at 6:30. It will be a casual affair, no ticket required. And we'll have much more from Brett, including what it sounds like when 22 U of A acting students battle with swords during a workshop. That will be on Tuesday's edition of Ozarks at Large.